Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, more with comedian Drew Hastings, plus songs, cheese, and the Playboy Club. Right after this word.
And now, Bob and Tom Television presents the Bonanza Reunion Show.
Hoss? Little Joe? Hoss? Little Joe?
The Bonanza Reunion, only on Bob and Tom Television.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee is across the way. Christy, it's good to see you at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. This is Tom.
Great
and our
to be
guest,
here.
Of course, is comedian Drew Hastings. Drew has a special event coming up at The Strand.
Tired of the tango. Fed up with fandango.
Oh, my God.
Like this?
No, not at all.
You like this?
Yeah. Here's the payoff.
You know what I mean.
6 more minutes.
Do the Strand.
Do the Strand. That's a great Roxy Music tune.
Cacophonous.
Suddenly,
that is
tired
just
of the tango.
Suddenly, all the AM stations are going, "Wow, what was that bump we just got?"
It's a great music.
The hell but was that?
You liked that song?
Oh, I love that song. Viva Roxy Music.
Yeah. God.
But then, you ever see, ever get
is that
Roxy?
Back when you would flip your hair and go, "Don't hassle me, man"?
Love
like
is the
him?
Drug?
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't
Christy.
Hassle me, man.
Absolutely, Christy.
Yeah.
You've nailed
love
it.
Love is the drug is the most. Is that the one where it starts with the car opening
yeah.
and
yes.
him driving away?
Yeah.
That's
yes.
the most irritating song in the history of the world. It's a song, not a play.
Can you grab Love is the
I
Drug?
Play the song.
Irritate chick. Oh, yeah.
Well,
Brian Ferry and Roxy Music.
I thought that was about the only good song.
You know, the older I get, though, you irritate me less and less because you just did something to Drew off the air that you do to me all the time. And I thought much like my mother, you treated me because it was me. But you treat everyone like that.
Yeah.
And Drew was telling you something very personal. And you gave him some advice much along the lines of, "Well, it's going to be too late." And then started chuckling. And yeah. I thought, wow, that's a buddy. And then Drew and I had a quick conversation about how wonderful you are. And we went.
No, no. He's trying to do something to prepare for having the baby. And
yeah, and you chuckle. Ha, ha, ha.
No, no. I think it's a good
idea. That's exactly what
you
did.
No, I just said, hurry up.
I know. I'm just talking.
Did he laugh at you or not?
I was trying to get some advice in edgewise.
I once experienced having a brand new baby at the same time.
I know.
Remodeling the home I lived in. Major error.
Really?
Yeah. Baby's starting to take a nap. Don't use that sock.
Well, yeah, I can see that. Yes.
Yeah, no, you'll be fine. When's the baby due again?
July 30.
You got plenty of time.
Yes. Don't know the sex. Don't want to know it.
Pour that concrete tomorrow.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to get on that right
well,
away.
Well, first of all, we got to find a good contractor. You know what that's like.
You don't even have a contractor yet? Oh,
no.
I would think being mayor, you'd know all
yeah.
of that.
Well, yeah, but I'm busy. I have my fingers. The tentacles.
Tentacles. Well, which are they? Fingers
I've
or tentacles?
Got a number of LLCs. We're talking, I'm grossing towards $200,000 a year right now.
Oh, my God.
Way before expenses. It goes way down after that. But it's still, we're involved in things.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Medical marijuana.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to get into that.
As a smoker or as a...
No, as like a... An investor? Somehow an ancillary business.
Mm-hmm. I think you may be a little late on that.
Seems to be money to be made, doesn't
There's
it?
Money to yeah. be made. Yes.
Okay, we'll see. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk.
An Oregon man who became stranded in the snow for 5 days survived by eating his Taco Bell sauce packets. 36-year-old Jeremy Taylor, an avid outdoorsman, said he became stuck in deep snow on a U.S. Forest Service Road in Sun River last Sunday in Oregon. Slept in his car, but after waking up to more snow, he made an unsuccessful attempt to hike out.
Wait a minute. His son's name's River? Is
no,
that what you said?
It's Sun River. Sun is River. A place.
Oh, Sun River, yeah.
A snowmobiler came across Taylor on Friday in response to a friend's Facebook comment about how he ate 3 Taco Bell hot sauce packets during the ordeal. He joked, "Taco Bell fire sauce saves lives."
Hmm. Okay.
Huh. I find it hard to believe it saved his life.
He only had 3 sauce packets in 5 days?
Yeah, I don't think that would have
You can live difference. Without eating for 5 days.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
I think an avid outdoorsman
would have something a little better than that.
Heading out in Oregon in the middle of a snowstorm.
And wouldn't name his son Maybe River. A, I don't
understand. Might have a cliff bar or two in the glove compartment.
Did he give any to the dog?
What dog?
What about the dog?
He didn't have a
what dog?
Well, what was his...
Now you're going to tell me there's a dog involved?
What's his dog's name?
I saw this on the news this morning.
Jesus Christ, Tom. I swear to God.
There was a dog involved.
After 5 days, the dog's name is Carcass.
Do you see a dog?
I think you're right, Tom.
Yeah.
This morning, his dog's name is Allie.
Of course.
All right.
Son's name's River.
Nope, dog named Allie.
What happened to the dog?
Dead.
Feed him?
What about his other dog, Kate? Dead?
Did he use
Kate
the sauce?
And Allie.
Wow. There's something for you, Tom. They like Roxy music.
Did he use the sauce packets on the dog? Is that why?
This is the last line of the story says that he had a dog with him.
Aww.
But that's a sweet story. The dog is in good health. They were both very hungry.
I bet, yeah.
Again, he's an avid outdoorsman.
Why did we do this story again?
I'm not sure.
Because he lived on taco sauce for 3 days. It's kind of funny.
We already covered it didn't save his life having 3 packets of taco sauce.
If he'd had no sauce, he would have still lived.
That's right. He would have.
You see? You understand that,
and
right?
And his anus would probably be happier, too.
Yeah.
But it'd be 40 degrees cooler.
That's true. I think you're missing
the obvious point here.
He farted like a trombone.
The sharting was glorious. Sorry about that. We have a little treat for Chick McGee.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Yay.
Here we go.
Okay, wait a minute. This is a song that you'd play on the radio. Start at the start. Start at the beginning.
What do you mean? You don't want to hear the hook?
No, I want to hear the awful part where he gets in his car and you can hear his shoes. It's just stupid.
Yeah, it sounds like he's walking up to the car and he opens the car door and he gets in and he starts.
Never mind.
It's theater of the mind.
You're a theater.
Yes, theater of the mind. Yes, theater of the mind.
Pretentious windbag mind. Oh, Brian Ferry. Oh, well.
Sorry.
If we're gonna play that, we need to play a little The Prodigy in honor of the late frontman of that band who passed away yesterday. Perhaps a little fire starter.
You know what? I think we should all do some psychedelics one day and do this. Do the show on psychedelics.
I'm up for that.
You know
I'm
what,
up
Drew?
For that.
It would make more sense.
It would make sense. No, but Tom could play some of the more offbeat stuff he likes.
Yeah.
I could play some Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. We could all.
Do you have any offbeat?
Psychedelics? I could make some calls.
No. I mean offbeat.
How do I get through?
Like,
you know, just because you know about it and you enjoy it doesn't mean everyone does.
You're telling me this?
Yes.
You've been trying to shove Ryan Adams down our throat for 5 years.
Not so much anymore. And apparently, I'm not the only one who's shoving down things.
Yeah, Ryan Adams been trying to shove himself down some throats. I'm sorry.
You're correct, sir.
I try to keep that to myself. But.
We'll get you some if you want to hear the beginning of the song. We'll get to it in a minute. Christy, what else is happening over there?
On Bourbon Street, there's a battle between Huge Ass Beers, the trademark name for a large draft beer, at 3 Bourbon Street restaurants operated by Billy Carno. And he's suing Giant Ass Beers, which is the name for a large draft beer at several other.
Giant Ass.
I said Giant Ass Beers.
Oh, okay. Well, he said Gina Ass.
Yeah, that's a little different.
That's what I said.
Just like that, you totally redeem yourself.
That's a prison term.
Gina.
I said Giant Ass Beers, which is the name for a large draft beer at several other Bourbon Street bars run by Pamela and Gary Alno. Huge Ass Beers alleges Giant Ass Beers is infringing on its trademark.
Are they, though?
I don't know. It's going to court, right?
They're two different names.
Right. I don't know.
That's a good question. We'll see what happens.
You know, tomorrow's Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, right. Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
And, I'm not sure what will happen, but I'm not sure how the copyright thing works. But clearly they're trying to work off a similar notion that the beers are in a very large container. As opposed to,
yes,
these beers taste like ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's this Tom been all morning? The fun Tom, the relevant Tom.
Oh, I love that Tom.
Did you see?
He's a great Tom.
Did you by chance? Oh, God, where did I just see this? Over the weekend, I saw a news story. I forget if it was on the Today Show or on CBS This Morning or whatever.
What?
About cheese.
And this, oh, it was on yesterday, Sunday morning.
And Sunday morning.
The International Cheese Show.
It was great.
It's incredible.
The farmers from Wisconsin that have won all these cheese awards, and they showed the International Cheese Competition.
Yep.
And it's
somewhere in Wisconsin, but.
And it looks like it would be super fun to go there.
Didn't you feel bad for the lady who had the world-class Gouda like 10 years ago, and the reporter asked her, now, how many cheeses do you have entered this year? And she goes, well, don't tell my husband.
I love that.
And I'm like, what year is this?
She was also gorgeous. Did you notice that? She was very
good. The cheese lady?
You didn't think she was hot? Okay. Well, anyway, it was really an interesting thing about all that. But the reason I bring it up, thank you, Josh. Do you have a squeegee? I got to clean my area now.
Oh, don't you even touch that. No.
She entered 30 cheeses, by the way. I don't know how she
30
came
cheeses.
Out. 30 cheeses.
But she's won a number of prizes.
She's won and had the world-class Gouda not that long ago.
But they have these guys that are and ladies that are cheese tasters.
Yes.
Just like it's like being a wine person.
You spit it out?
That's my question.
Oh, so they don't just look at them. They're actually allowed to eat them?
Yeah.
Oh, God, here we go.
Why are we not standing? Is that a bacteria?
Such a nice joke, Josh.
If you're a cheese judge, you're bound up for months.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Come on.
Yeah. They don't even have a men's room at that place.
Why bother?
Why waste the space?
All urinals. Every bathroom in there.
But if you saw it, I'm watching this thing thinking, well, they must have to do some kind of a, what do they call it, palate cleanser?
Yes.
Between tastings.
Probably a cracker.
No, it was. Do you remember what it was, Chick? The palate cleanser.
Give him a cracker.
Ginger?
It was a shot of half and half.
I don't remember
that. I must have been, I don't remember.
So maybe the base in the half and half sort of neutralizes whatever acidity.
What an odd.
How big were these people?
I like this one.
Wow. This woman was gorgeous.
Some of them were relatively.
She had more chins than.
You're eating that much cheese. You're wondering,
how did I get from huge ass beer and giant ass beer to cheese?
Yes.
Giant asses, huge.
I was somewhere over the weekend.
Fermentation?
And they had one of those cheese plates.
Mm-hmm.
And,
were they cut up into cubes?
You ever notice that? No, they were. This is some exotic thing. You ever notice that sometimes it's kind of like when you get those boxes of chocolates, there's always the one you take a bite of and
there are some awful cheeses out there.
There was a cheese that I would imagine tastes like donkey ass.
Sure.
I mean, it was, and I mean deep in.
Some of them are real musty.
I had some cheese
around. It smelled awful and it tasted worse.
I had some cheese around the holidays. It was kind of like a brown color. And it was so delicious, and I can't find it anywhere.
That cheese plate.
So if you know of a cheese.
Do you know the name of it?
That has a brown color to it, and it's kind of sweet. You go ahead and tweet me, and maybe that's it.
Famunda?
I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
Okay, Chick, you're in a good mood now. I'm glad I brought you back. Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. What do you got?
I got a little something for you. This is a little something from Roxy Music.
Listen. Here it is.
This is the song. How pretentious.
Oh, it's great.
So much better just to start with the bass, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just to get right into it.
Got the car starting.
Oh, get that out of here.
You of all people, Josh, you love Pink Floyd, where they have people on the phone.
You're right.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that is fair. You're right.
Grooving in a cave.
Yes.
You know what? This is a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
a new thought.
It's like a weird reggae beat.
Yeah, it's a great tune.
And I've always said Brian Ferry sings like Dracula.
He does, kind
what
of.
What goes kind of. Up must come down. Yeah.
He does. He does have a weird...
More than this, that's my
gypsy-like accent.
Roxy Music, more than this, I like that one.
Yeah.
Nice bass.
Very crisp.
Some weird jazz notes.
It's not the notes they're playing, Chick. It's the notes they're not playing.
Yeah.
I assure you it's correct.
Makes you want to do a coat, doesn't it?
Sounds kind of vampirish.
Sounds like Dracula. It's no big thing.
It does. What year did that come out?
Oh, 70s, late, what?
No,
mid
no.
Mid to late
no,
70s.
That was 80s.
No, I don't think so.
I'll look it up.
Maybe, but just fist fight.
That was 80s.
75.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
$10,000 says it's mid 70s.
Oh, take that bet.
No. It was not mid 70s.
What about your tentacles and your fingers? And
Dean,
your,
what's the year?
Marijuana?
Fingers, those are financial.
1975.
75.
What?
Oh, I'll take a check.
What?
Love is the Drug was 75.
What says here?
Wow. It was released in New York, maybe, but not in Ohio.
Love is a Drug.
That's true.
In Ohio, it was 82, man.
75.
Love is a Drug, a 1975 single from the English rock band Roxy Music, wow, off their fifth studio album.
75, man. Something by April Wine.
Oh, wow.
Grace Jones did a remake of it in the 80s.
Oh, wow. That save that for me because like I need to vomit later.
Yeah. Wow, I was high.
You were high.
That's got to be a name. That something
75. I was dancing at the Playboy Club.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
The Playboy Club where?
We had a Playboy Club in Cincinnati, Ohio, up on the sixth floor.
Did you know?
Yeah, it's seventh and
that's
something.
That's right.
Oh, man,
a Playboy Club. And you'd go in there and there'd be Bill Cosby. He'd come in about four times a year because he did all the Playboy Clubs. And he would come in and then whoever the Playboy Club kind of cool.
A lot of girls calling in sick after Cosby.
My sister was a Playboy bunny, so I used to be able to.
Wait.
My sister was a Playboy bunny.
Stop the show.
So I used to be able to get in for free, and I had a key. I've still got my key. I could send you a picture.
Wow.
You actually have your Playboy key?
Darn right I do. I've still got it. And she would get me with a bunny. Oh, what's her name? That's Bunny Ginger. Oh, really?
So you had conjugal visits with Bunny Ginger?
Well, maybe not per se Bunny Ginger. I don't want to disparage any
bunnies.
They have a whole alumni
association. Is that what you call it when you release?
They have an alumni association. They get together and they talk.
Disparaged all over her back.
Thanks for going with back.
Yeah. You wanted to talk about rabbits today. This is a good segment.
Sure.
So was there an auditorium there for Bill Cosby to play in? Or was it, did he do a
stand-up
show?
No, they would
or?
Play, as I recall.
Let's go ahead and drink the cup. Go. Yeah.
It was kind of like, remember Playboy After Dark, where they would all sit around and just kind of
fake party
talk? Yeah, like it was like that, but there was
a stage?
Was a stage and stuff. Huh.
Interesting.
I can absolutely.
That's that had to have been fascinating.
It was.
Wow, I can't imagine you and Hef hanging.
Did I don't think Hef hung out in Cincinnati.
Hef didn't.
When you lived in Los Angeles, did you ever go to the Playboy Mansion? You'd remember.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't go there. No. I didn't go there.
I talked to some people that were
You know
there.
Why? Because you know who was filthy. One of the big guys that used to go all the time there because he's a lech? Is Bill Maher. And I wouldn't go anywhere where Bill Maher was.
I see.
I hated him early. I avoided the Christmas rush. Yeah. Jeez, that guy.
Okay, well, let's go back to Mardi Gras with, what is it again, Big Ass?
Mardi Gras? Oh,
Big Ass Beer?
I thought we were done with that. Giant ass and big ass beers.
Big ass boobs. Did I say
boobs?
Big ass boobs? Sorry.
Wait a minute.
Dr. Freud?
Hang on. Josh, I think you and I might take this opportunity to talk about big ass boobs. Tom opened the subject.
I like jugs. You like jugs? You like some? Like to bat around a couple jugs?
Winnebagos? A couple hammers? Yeah.
Some Hindenburgs?
What's the protocol? You're supposed to throw your beads?
Yeah,
what is it? I don't know.
Look at him.
No, actually, I think it's sort of a. They show you their breasts, then you throw the beads.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a contract.
Is that kind of a Me Too thing? Is that what that is?
If they show their butts, you throw anal beads.
Well, I think you can actually use any beads for anal beads. Depending on your comfort level.
I think that might be.
So they show your breasts, and you throw the beads at them.
Right, that's right,
I see. Okay. Yeah. And then what do they redeem the beads for?
Nothing.
Their dignity.
I see.
I think they hang them on their rear view mirrors.
Never
have you ever
I would never.
You know what? I was there. Christy was there. Ace was there. You used to have fun. I remember.
That isn't fun. That's horrible.
Yeah. Remember when we used to stand on balconies at Mardi Gras Tom and throw out judgments over the hill?
And shake your finger.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.